الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يعني والله I don't know where to begin. The brother, of course you don't understand Arabic, but the strength of the words has its effect, right? Even if you don't understand what he's saying, what he's saying has an effect, because وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. الله أعلم. We assume, and that's the principle that is coming from his heart. This is as far as the method of delivery. As far as the content of what he was saying, it was very heart touching. But the problem is with our hearts. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. The khutbah was about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way his companions used to treat him, honor him, appreciate him, and so forth. Ma'alish, speaking is not permissible during the khutbah translation. Unless it's like somebody dying or something, then you could let us know. The brother began his khutbah by mentioning what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually the bounty of Allah upon humanity, by sending the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time where this disbelief was spread among the people, disobedience, ignorance, falsehood, you name it. Specifically the Arabs during that time, and the Romans and the Persians and all the nations, they were all detested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except a few, for those who remain from the people of the book. And at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the light to take the people out from the darkness to the light. So his companions used to love him so much that it makes you feel bad that we are lousy. You know, we are really no good. Not all the way no good, but we are no good when we compare ourselves to the way the companions used to treat the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the disbelievers at that time, he had visited the king of the Romans, Caesar, and he had visited Kisra, the king of the Persians. And when he went and he seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, he went back to his people and said, He went back to his people and said, I have never seen, I've visited the kings of the Persians and the kings of the Romans, I have never seen a group of people honor their leader like the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam honored him. They would not look at him too long. They would not look at him, alaykum salam, to his face for too long out of respect and honor. And if he was to spit, they would compete with one another. Who's gonna actually? They don't let this spit go away. But they would try to get it and wipe themselves with it. You're saying this is extreme? No, it's not. If he made wudu, they would fight with who will use the same water that he used for wudu to make wudu with the same water. Yani used water. After he used it to blow his nose and to do istinthar. Yes, either in or out, Shaykh. Because, wa'alaikum salam, people like to look at everyone who comes in and out. So, the focus is divided. I wish if everybody just focuses regardless of who comes in and who comes out. As soon as you see him, it takes 2 seconds. بعدانا خلص. Stick with the plan, inshallah. I'm giving you advice from my own. I'm not trying to make things difficult for you, but I want goodness for you. This is among the etiquettes of seeking knowledge. Because we're discussing here the most valuable speech on the planet. It's not my speech, it's not the speech of some philosopher. This is the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they used to honor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that they would even try to use the same order that he used for wudu, for them to make wudu. And not only that, there was when the Prophet ﷺ was first given khutbas, and there's early khutbah before he actually, wa alaykum salam habibi, ahla wa sahla, before he got the minbar, tayyib, the pulpit where he delivered the khutbah, he used to, alayhi salatu salam, use a branch of tree to hold on to it. Wa alaykum salam. After they made a minbar for him, which is the pulpit where you get up 3 stairs and you deliver the khutbah from the 3rd stair, which is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, he no longer used the same branch of tree that he used to lean on. So that branch of tree used to cry. And the companions would hear the branch of tree crying and having a sound of like the animal that is suffering. Because the Prophet ﷺ left it. He left the branch of tree that he used to lean on when he would give khutbah. So he alayhi salatu salam would come and he would stand next to it and kind of caress a branch of tree that would cry because the Prophet ﷺ did not use it anymore. And this is something that the companions witnessed. This is among his miracles sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also, the Shaykh mentioned the incident of Jabal Uhud. If you've been to Medina, you've seen Jabal Uhud. One time the Prophet ﷺ got on top of the mountain, Jabal Uhud, and he had with him Abu Bakr and Uthman. I don't recall the number of the companions. Anywho, the mountain shook. So he told them, the Prophet ﷺ commanded the mountain to settle down. He said, verily upon you as a prophet and a martyr and so forth. And then he said, verily, the mountain of Uhud is a mountain that we love and is a mountain that loves us. So the mountain used to love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his companions used to love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would follow him in every aspect of life. And their main concern, and he mentioned a very touching story of one of the companions who said that I will be with my family at home. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, I'll be with my family at home, and then I think of you, and then I miss you, and then I can't wait to come so I could see you. And then I think about when we will die, and I will die, and you will die, and people will go to Jannah, that you will be gathered in the highest ranks of Jannah. You'll be with the Prophets and the Messengers. And if I make it to Jannah, I will be distant from you. So that used to make him cry and grief while he's alive, that after he dies, he can no longer be with the Prophet ﷺ. Now in this dunya, while he's alive, he can go visit him. And his heart yearns to go and see the Prophet ﷺ. When he dies, the Prophet ﷺ is going to be in the highest rank of paradise. This companion didn't think of himself as someone special, that he will be able to be with the Prophet ﷺ in paradise. Because we know as Muslims, paradise has levels. Not everybody will be with each other, man. The better you are, the higher you are. The lesser, the lesser. Everybody will be happy, but you will not be in the company of certain people. So the companion was grieved by this fact. Before the Prophet ﷺ answered him, he didn't even answer him. Jibreel alayhi salam came with a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the verse that everyone should know in here, that says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Before that, revelation came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is more merciful to his slaves than the mother to her child. And the verse came, and whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he will be with those whom Allah has bestowed His mercy and His favors upon, from the prophets, and the righteous people and the martyrs and the good and the righteous people, the Siddiqeen are the truthful ones. I'm sorry. The prophets and the messengers, the truthful ones, the martyrs and the scholars according to another interpretation, and the righteous people. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And what a great company those are. So this is a promise from Allah. If you obey Allah and His Messenger, you will be with Him in Jannah. And the companions were very happy when they were sitting with the Prophet ﷺ, and an Arab Bedouin came. And he said, "O Messenger of Allah, we love you. And we wish for the goodness. But we don't know about the condition of things and how it's going to wind up." Continue. Yeah, it's been only 10 minutes. Anyways, I'm almost done. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." The person will be with the one whom he loves. Yani you will be, Allah out of His mercy will put the people who love the Prophet ﷺ with him because they love them. Upon this, the one who narrated the hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, said, and he's the companion, he said, "I make Allah bear witness, I bear witness to Allah that I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I love Abu Bakr, and I love Umar, and I hope that Allah will gather me with them." And then the Shaykh said, "And we bear witness that we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we love Abu Bakr and Umar and Anas, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather us with them in paradise." So the bottom line of this discussion, or what the Shaykh was trying to send across, which is a real a reality that we have forgotten about, is the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every bounty that we have from Allah came through him. The whole religion of Islam came through him. If it weren't for him, we would be in a whole other life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the mercy to take us from the darkness to the light. So where is our love to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And how much do we, how much do our hearts lean towards him? And it is not just a matter of statement of saying we love him. Love is by following, not by statements. So a Muslim should not resemble anyone but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should not imitate anyone but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should not act like anyone but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the rest of the creation on earth, if they're Muslims, it's less of a problem. If they're non-Muslims, that's even worse. We should not, and we do not have a better example and a better man to follow in terms of everything in our life than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more we love him, the more we will implement. But today, people are heedless. And people have turned away from the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which loving him is because we love Allah. The reason why we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because Allah commanded us, because Allah sent him. So in essence, because of our love for Allah, we love the ones whom Allah loves. So we love Isa, Jesus and Moses and Abraham and Noah because we love Allah. And Allah sent them as messengers, so we love them. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a special position and a special rank. He's the leader of all prophets and messengers. And he's the seal, he's the final one. There will be none after him. And he'll be the first one to enter Jannah. And he will be the one who will intercede for humanity on the Day of Judgment for Allah to judge between them. And he is the one who will give the people a sip of water from his lake on the Day of Judgment, that they will never be thirsty afterwards. There are many privileges that are specific to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no other messenger or prophet shares with him. And we are his followers. We are the followers of the best of all messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is not befitting for one of us to turn away from his guidance, to reject his statements, to disregard his commands, and follow the opinion and the actions and the ideas of someone else. It doesn't befit. And it's a proof that we are distant and far from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who their main concern was how to please Allah through following his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them would fix his shoes, the other one would fix his siwak, the other one would fix his mount, his animal that he's going to ride. Their main concern was the well-being of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wishing they could sacrifice their life for him. And he said in the narration, "You will not truly believe until I am more beloved to you than yourself and your parents and the whole mankind. So we need to check that reality. We really will not have the perfect belief until He is more beloved to us than our own selves. So is this the case? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam bihalina. Allah knows about our condition. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change our condition.
Amen.
From this heedlessness and negligence and living life on the edge, barely implementing the teachings of Islam. You are no Muslims, it's upon you to carry out the true Islam. Because people who are supposed to be doing this job are not doing too well. So we don't say, wallah, we're no Muslims, so we don't know any better. No, it's the opposite. Because we are no Muslims, and I consider myself to be among you because I was in a state of ignorance. Because we are no Muslims, it's upon us to show the people what Islam is. It's upon us to carry out the commandments of Islam more than those who were born into Islam. Because a lot of them do it out of culture, out of habit. You do it out of faith. You accepted Islam out of faith. So you take the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more seriously than somebody who was just born into it. And he does it out of habit, not because he's truly convinced. So we need to be ahead. Be careful of the shaitan playing games with you. Or you are no Muslim, take it easy on yourself. Yes, you take it easy, don't overburden yourself. But if you know something from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make sure that you do it and you teach it to people. So you can revive the sunnah. Because someone, somewhere will have to revive the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone, somewhere will have to bring Islam back to what it used to be 1400 years ago. And it should be us. Don't give this honor to somebody else. Don't give up on it and put yourself down and say, I'm no good for it. Rather, take the lead. Learn. Exert yourself. If you know that he used to drink water with his right hand, never drink water with your left hand. If you know he used to drink while he was sitting, he used to eat while he was sitting, never do the opposite. If you know he put his right shoe first, never put the left shoe first. Because some people take these things as just like whatever, it's optional. This is guidance from Allah. And this, somebody has to revive the sunnah. So brothers, let it be us, inshallah. Let us take a covenant with ourselves that we want to lead the best life ever. Obeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our ability. Perhaps Allah will see from us some sincerity in our love and following His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so He will honor us by being among the prophets and the messengers and the righteous people in the highest level of paradise. And nothing is too difficult for Allah, and Allah is the most generous. And this is possible. It could be one of us over here. But if we don't try, we will never find out. So let's try, inshallah. I will not have any Q's and A's because apparently we're on a time budget and you have another class. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.